Colonel Mason, Reel 7. Did you have any feelings about any of the other Allied or Dominion forces? Much to do with them?
No. No. No, we thought they were all doing a good job. All in together. Oh, yes. Us Australians, New Zealanders, South Africans, all of us. Yes. No, all jolly good.
Yeah. What sort of food did you have?
Food? Very good food. Very good. We got the... it came every day, too. Very regularly, yes. It was all good food, as much as we had the bread, the butter, cheese, jam, meat. And being behind the lines, now and again we were able to pick up some something to add to it. But no, it was quite satisfactory. Food was very good. Yes. There was no what should I say? There was no grumbles about it. Only of course Tickler's plum and apple in the early part of the war. That was awful stuff. Mostly juicy. That faded out, and everything was quite good. And we had able to cook it. We had in the open air, we could cook it well. And of course, we often were able to get help in the farms with our cooking. Tell you one thing, which is amusing, and that is when we went back from the first battle of Ypres into Billets behind, around Harsbrook and La Motte, our troop. We're in the farm, and our troop officer was Gordon Canning, Lieutenant Gordon Canning. Yes. His mother sent him out four turkeys for the troop, one was for each section. Unfortunately, of course, they took a fortnight on the way. So when they arrived, the postman bring them out, hold them out his hands as far as he could, and they were half rotten. Gang was set in for him. But we didn't throw them away. You know, the cooks cut the bad parts out and we had what was left. I think they were cooked in the farmer's boiler, the farm wife's boiler. Anyway, we had them and enjoyed them. As part of a Christmas diet. Yes. Now, food was good. Yes.
Did you have a rum issue when you were out of the trenches or only when you were in the trenches?
Only when we were conditions merited it at all, and then had to be merited and had to be sort of sanctioned by high authority. But one occasion, of course, we had it was after the Battle of Arras. The conditions were very bad. Of course, the attack was made on Easter Sunday, wasn't it? And snowed, cold. Of course, the conditions were bad. Operation went all haywire. It was weather mostly, and we came back out of the line and were kipped down in a field, flat field, and right in on 6 inches of snow. We had a rum issue that night. Yes.
How often did you have rest periods?
Well, of course, that question, I suppose, would apply more to infantry.
Yes, that's,
and cavalry.
That's true.
Yes.
But did you have any... What forms of recreation or entertainment were provided for you?
Yes. Concerts, of course. You know that they were organised under ENSA, wasn't it? Was it ENSA with the last war, the one before? I forget now. I can remember seeing Leslie Henson singing this song, I Want the Staff. We had this. They came around the concerts. Concerts were also organised within the brigade and regiments. Of course, there was football, of course, I think was the most thing. Football. That was organised as often as possible.
Could you, when you were not on duty and out of the line, could you just go off for a walk about the countryside if you wanted to? Or go over and see a friend in a neighbouring unit? Or?
Yes, you could.
What I'm thinking of here is that one sometimes hears stories of people who are arrested for being deserters, and they'd just gone for a walk, or they said they'd just gone for a walk. Was it quite common for people to be, within reason, wandering about little ways away from their units?
Yes, but I don't... I should imagine there was a limit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I should imagine there must have been a limit on it. Yes. Yes, I remember going into Harsbrook from Lamont, but I think it was about 4 miles. But, must be roll call, of course. Yes, every evening. No, there was no. No case of anybody deserting, not like that, in the field. Might, of course, have could be different, perhaps, with the poor old infantry, who were in much rougher time or something.
How often did you have leave?
Leave started, I think, in December 1914, and that was limited to 72 hours. Yeah, 3 days, and from I think from leaving, could not think of leaving the unit because it took us a day to get home. I think it was from sort of Calais, or from the time you started your last slap of your journey. Starting that. 72 hours, 3 days. And then it was 9 months before we got another leave. Then I think it was up to 5 days. Then it went to 7. And by the end of the war, of course, it was 10. But it was done on an established basis, decided by headquarters, to give every man the same treatment.
What did you do when you went on leave? Just went straight home.
Just went straight home, I said. And got amongst your family. And you didn't want to get much further, because they were very glad to see you, very glad to see each other. And it went very quickly.
Did they seem to know much about what was happening in France?
They had no idea of the conditions. What was how rough things were. Of course, they only got the newspapers. And the newspapers were quite good. They gave us reporting was as accurate as I think was it fair, accurate reporting, very good. It gave them a good idea, I think. And we got the papers too, of course, afterwards, after the first difficult phase is over. We got the papers to come up with the mail every night with the transport, the rations.
Did civilians seem more patriotic than soldiers?
Yes. Everybody was in the war. The civilians were they backed us up. They were in it. They had worked out hard. Getting the munitions and doing their little bit, working on difficult conditions and less manpower, women coming into it. Oh, yes, it was a great effort on the part of the nation. Great effort. Yes, combined effort.
Did any civilians that you talked to have any doubts about winning the war?
Not that I talked to many. No, they didn't. No. Yes. They were just worked so hard and they were tired but determined to carry on. That's the impression we got.
Did you hear them or anybody talking about the way the generals or the politicians were running the war?
No. Only from what was gleaned from the papers. Of course, there was any amount of criticism in the paper, wasn't there? That there weren't enough
shell shortage,
for one thing.
But once that had been resolved, once Lloyd George became Prime Minister, were people not critical then?
No. No, we realised they were doing their best, that the whole nation was doing its utmost to supply us with what we wanted. was then the what, of course, what was very obvious in the early part of the war, we didn't have enough artillery and we didn't have enough machine guns, and we were disadvantaged for that. As until the months went by, and that was remedied. Yeah. Of course, the authorities knew that as well, and they got on as quick as they could. Finished up, of course, with a machine gun section in each regiment, four guns. And the artillery, of course, were practically wheel to wheel, whereas before it was just one wheel every 500 yards.
Before the armistice, or did the ending of the war come as a surprise to you?
Yes. Once the breakthrough was established, when the cavalry got through and the Germans started retreating, we knew there was only a matter of time. And we stood there, I was behind with the transport, and it was raining, or many of us were born in November the 11th, and a staff officer came up and he said, all over men, he says, armistice has been signed at 11 o'clock this morning. He says, so we all want to thank God for that, anyway. But it was a feeling of relief, more than a feeling of joy. Yes. Feeling of relief, after all that, say, after it had been 4 3/4 years, and four and a quarter years. Well, I just thought, well, thank God that's over. And of course, after that, of course, our spirits gradually rose.
The because you were a regular soldier, the war didn't affect you. Do you think the war affected you greatly? Now, obviously, if you'd been a civilian and had joined up and then made the army your career afterwards, yeah, or something, that would have been a great change. But do you think that your attitudes to the things changed as a result of the war or not?
No, I don't. I think that concerned the civilian population more than the army. No, we were... take my own case, for instance. I re-engaged during the war. It was a bounty, of course, £15 or £20, it was, to take on. But I extended my service for 21 years while the war was on. So I had every confidence in my regiment and the army. Yes.
Did you notice any changes in England after the war? That you could think, well, the war must have done that.
I don't think so. No, we had we went through our difficult times in 19. Of course, we went over to Ireland in 1920, 21. We were over there for a year and a half. But so perhaps we didn't realise what was happening outside in civilian life. We were still bound up with what we had to do. And curing the trouble over there. And then when we got back, we resumed our normal military life. The standard, of course, all the experienced soldiers went away, and we took in inexperienced youngsters. And that took some time to rectify itself. It took about three years before these were able to be properly trained, and we felt more like a trained regiment, getting back to some sort of pre-war standard. But it took 3 or 4 years to do that. Yes.
In the immediate post-war years, say by about 1925 or so, did you feel that the hardships and sacrifices of the war had been worthwhile?
Oh, yes. Well, I think we realised what would have happened if we didn't win. Yes, that was the main thing. Yes, we won, and it was just a matter of getting on with life in general. Military for us, and civilians for civilians. Yes. Yes, if we'd lost the war, then of course we would have been, Germany been on top, which we were. Wouldn't have been so bad, of course, it would have been the Second World War, Hitler. Yes. But it would have been pretty bad to have lost. It would have taken a much longer time to recover. Mm. Yes, only because we won, and we were, I think we were able to recover sufficiently to meet World War II.